verses 20 and 21 is my emphasis. And as I was reading, I wanted to take note of verse 3 and 4, where it points out part of the verse, earnestly contend for the faith. And in verse 4, those who turn the grace of our God into lasciviousness. That last part is more something that's kind of is close to me, having looked at my past of falling into, I would call that delusion of easy believism, that once you're saved, how you live doesn't affect your future and so forth, and how it led to many wasted years. And even now, there's things about it that stay, that keep you from halting, if you will, to serve the Lord with the full heart, just for ingrained, long ingrained habits and other things that affect you. So just to encourage us in that aspect, it's kind of a by the way. I guess I brought it up before, but anyway, it's something that I think it's all of us should particularly pass on to the younger believers, not to be foolish in that way. But anyway, the verses to highlight something that I was bringing up along that idea, that it's not sufficient for us just to believe and only begin the Christian life, but it is expected and it is also imperative that we go on to perfection and to maturity. And verses that I pulled up that the Bible showing that. And besides this is verse chapter 1 of 2 Peter, verses 5 to 9. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. So again, here you can see the emphasis that it's not just as sufficient as we might, as the easy believism would teach, that as long as we've accepted the Lord, we're good. But it talks about the responsibility for us to go on to be consecrated, is what I often think of that verses that refer to that. It is good for us to be consecrated unto the Lord. It means a whole life given to God, not just, if you will, the beginning or of an entrance of a door per se. And another verse in James 2:14, what doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and hath not works? Can faith save him? And verse 17 of the same chapter, James 2, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Now, I know that brings up troubling aspects of some people who wonder, well, aren't we saved by faith alone? Yes, we are saved by faith. That's salvation, if you will, entering into the kingdom of God. But that we are not, if you will, are ones to presume on God's foreknowledge, though he gives us as friends the insight that things are settled before the creation. We are not ones who can read that book of life, and it is more safe and prudent for us to walk as if we don't know until the end, so that we not relax and slack off and work as hard as we can. And that's where the difference is. This save is to show, this faith that James is talking about is for us to be get confidence when we see the fruit of the Spirit in us, that we are led by the Spirit, and the confidence is not so much on having done something at one point, but if we, as it says, try, trying to think of that, see if you're be in the faith verse. I was trying to go by memory, but couldn't remember it. But the Bible does teach us that we should examine ourselves whether we be in the faith, and that's another idea along that way. Not so much that we're saved by works, but that there should be a troubling. And we should ask questions if we don't see the work of God through us that going along with our faith that we would consider at the beginning, our saving faith. Anyway, Ephesians, the last verse along this line, Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So again, there you can see that we are created, not just to be saved and saved from hell, but unto good works, so to go on to be consecrated for that, for God's glory. Anyway, the text that I was really focusing on, again, that last verses that I just referred to, is more of a side issue, something that's near to my heart. We're having regrets, looking back, wishing you always could wish you knew what you knew now and hope to do better if you could start over, but that is not the case. But anyway, I pass that on for others' sake for that reason. The text is from Jude, verse 20 and 21. But ye, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Here the building is on a foundation of sound faith, true faith, the faith that comes, that's according to the Word of God. And I believe it's important that it is with sincere and upright heart, not as we've read earlier, or I read in verse 5 of verse 5 of our passage, this spoke of the people who, having been saved out of the land of Egypt, afterward God destroyed them that believed not. So that is imperative again for us to go on building from on the salvation with a sincere heart. That's the part, the word I was hoping to emphasize, that again, we're not saved by ourselves, but we must be honest with ourselves and before God, more importantly, to walk by faith and obedience. I guess it's the words I should be emphasizing. It's an idea that obedience is to go along and never be separated. The responsibility, I guess, is another word you could use. We're separated from faith in God. That if we're truly faithful, we should obey, Abraham being a good example of that. And another emphasis or point of verse 20 of the text that I wanted to highlight, building, it talks about being active. It says that we are to It says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. So that idea that is active is what I want to emphasize, that we're supposed to progress and not stay the same, to grow, to progress continually. And another point on that verse, emphasis, is determined. We're to be determined that we're to build with good things in our lives, things that are fruitful and will be to God's honor and glory, and it will be pleasing to him. Remembering the verses where it says, I think it was Paul, that says we're not to build with wood, hay, and stubble, but with gold, silver, and precious stones, things that last. Just like the idea of storing up treasures in heaven, of things that last, not for things of the earth, but of winning souls and bearing fruit for God, things of eternity, things that bring praise to God's name and glory. And the last part of the last note on that verse 20, it says to be ever praying, quote, in the Holy Spirit. So to be clear that it's not by our mere strength, but we're dependent on God's leading. And that, again, is very important that we have the right obedience and the right walk, that we can have the Holy Spirit, his influence, even according to his word, working in us so that we would have strong and proper faith and be fervent. And also we're encouraged even by this, and despite this, if you want to say, humanly speaking, we're told to have that importunity to always be diligent in prayer, even when things aren't answered. A quote here from Matthew Henry I thought was good. Prayer is the nurse of faith. The way to build up ourselves in our most holy faith is to continue instant in prayer. And that's one thing I thought was good, particularly thinking of our meetings, meeting daily for prayer, that it encourages us, the idea that faith, or rather prayer, we cannot be in the wrong as we always humble ourselves and come to the Lord in prayer, no matter where we are. And verse 21, a few points to that, says, keeping yourselves in the love of God, look for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And to highlight the point, or to emphasize the point I wanted to highlight, keeping ourselves, it suggests a command that we're to keep, we're to do. And what is it we're to do? Well, here we're to obey the God's commands so that we could love Him. As it says here, keeping yourselves in the love of God. And verses that show that the way to do that is love, or the way to love God is to obey His commandments, is clearly showed in John 14:21. And it says, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved by of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And the next chapter in John 15:10, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. So there we can see that we're keeping ourselves in the love of God, as it says in James 21. And then looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ is that hope, that faith, that obeying him, he will in the end not disappoint. So that's what I have for today. I just had a sentence that I jotted down for a summation of everything. Maybe more relevant, since reading this seems to be not so smooth as my practice. But anyway, it says, I have a summation sentence that says, it is our responsibility to be endeavoring in building up and edifying of ourselves and the body of Christ in the love of God by faith and through prayer in the Holy Spirit. Thank you.